know you don't watch the Kelly Clarkson show.
Nobody.
And I don't want to say I watch it. I don't watch it, but I've seen it. And every once in a while, a clip of it will come up and then I'll go back and I'll watch the whole thing. So, and I like her very much, but I'm not a talk show kind of gal. You know, it's just not my type of programming. But the thing I like about her is that, I mean, you think I'm TMI. She is like 10 times worse. Like, she's TMI about stuff that you're like, girl, you might get sued. Like, don't say that. But, and then she's very TMI about herself and about other people. So the latest thing is she had Clint Black on her show, right? I guess he's doing like this talk show where he sits down with people and has like frank conversations with them. And he was pitching it and he was like, yeah, I was talking to some other country star. I forget who he said he was talking about. And we had a conversation about how once in a while you'll be on stage and you just pee yourself. You have to pee. You have to pee and you're in the middle of a show and you're in the middle of a song and you just pee yourself.
You just what? You just pee your pants?
Yeah, you just pee your pants.
Like a two-year-old?
Yeah.
That's the most insane thing I've ever heard.
Or they run off stage after the song and pee into like a jar or a can or something. Well, like, listen, think about it like this. So you're somebody on stage. Mm-hmm. You've had a ton of water. Maybe you like to booze it up before you get on stage, you know, and you're performing and you're in that place. You're in that like performance place where you're concentrating and you're doing your songs and all that kind of stuff. And then suddenly your body's like, excuse me, bathroom now, but you can't. You got a costume change. You got the next song. You're doing an intro. You're in the middle of like doing your whole like patter about whatever the next song is about and who it's about. And I guess once in a while, some of these musicians, they just don't care.
Ladies and gentlemen, bass solo. Be right back. So that's where the drum solo and the guitar solo and the bass solo comes in. Is you're trying to hook up with somebody or you got to pee or whatever.
But I think that's usually you got to pee. Yeah. So when you're watching a concert and like the main dude walks off stage, you're like, oh, he's letting the band have a moment. It's like, no, he's got to go take a leak.
Right.
And that's usually what it is. So that's what they were talking about. So Kelly, of course, do you have the clip for me?
Yep.
Okay. So Kelly, of course, you know, Miss TMI, she couldn't just get on the pee train. She had to take it one step further and talk about going number two on stage.
I'll tell you right now, there was one time it wasn't pee, my friend. I got some kind of wrecked up from some kind of food, and I literally, we were in an arena, and I shouldn't tell this story, but like I said, my man, I don't have a filter. I had to run backstage to my quick change. I grabbed this poor trash can I destroyed it. It was bad. It was bad, Clint. It was, and we might have to edit this out, but I'm just saying.
Yes, you should have.
Yeah, you should have edited that. I don't know it why happens. You're telling what us you that you pooped in a trash can.
I'm just.
And the poor guy that's got to clean up the dressing room.
To visualize. Hang on.
You know,
poor
she
Clint
go
Black
back.
Has to visualize it now.
Yeah, you know, we all do.
Right.
Not just him. I mean, he can hide behind that big stupid hat. We have to now look at her.
We got to think about Kelly Clarkson pooping in a trash can.
Yeah, I don't see her the same anymore. I see her completely
one of
different.
Classics later, Better and Worse. Is
okay,
there
that's
a,
then they just go on to, as if nothing happens.
Yeah,
if she can just talk about pooping in a trash can. I like how she just goes on to the next thing. Like, so I pooped in a trash can. Anyway, so what's your new song about?
Yeah, no, we need to talk about this for 30 minutes. This is not something that we can stop. No, this has got to continue to go on. I got to know more about this. I got to know if you went back after the show and said, oh, I'm sorry, I got to throw this away, or you just didn't go back to that dressing room. You just kind of paid it no attention. That's disgusting.
Did you give $1,000 to the person that had to clean it up? Like, what did you do to compensate for the fact that you had to then go?
Did you blame it on a roadie? Because that's what you should have done. It's the damn roadies. Look,
no, they
do.
Saw her. She was going back to change. She was doing her costume change, and she took off her clothes and used the trash can, and then got back on. Listen, good for her for getting on stage and performing. Like, if I had a stomach virus, I'd be like, I'm I'm going to Kanye this stuff. I'll see you in 2 hours. I'll see you tomorrow night. I won't show up.
No, you take some medicine and you go on and you do the show.
Yeah.
I've actually had a jock call in sick before because they had diarrhea. I'm like, really? Seriously?
Right.
You're coming into work.
Right.
That's not a good reason to call out of work. I'm sorry.
Yeah, there's ways to stop that. And we have toilets here.
Right outside the studio. It's not that far. You can. It's not like you're talking for an hour at a time.
Right.
You know, pick a long song and then go and then come back. That's crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy. But I have to say, like when they were having the pee your pants conversation, I had a moment of trauma. Like it triggered me for a second because I was like, oh, yeah, I remember time.
No, I'm going to have to edit this out of the show.
Okay, well. Okay, I've already told you about the time that I peed my pants in front of Demi Lovato.
In class.
But that was different because I had to pee and I sneezed and I wasn't expecting pee to come out while she was in the room and I couldn't leave the room. And that was a whole different story. But I remember like that wasn't the first time I ever had a pee that I ended up peeing in my pants. So when I was in high school, we used to all go drinking at someone's house, like whatever. We would like sneak into a bar or we would go to someone's house and we would just get like wasted. So there was one night in particular that I came home and I remember I was wearing green corduroy pants that I loved, like these Levi green corduroys that I thought I looked awesome in.
Like Mr. Green jeans.
I loved those pants. Like nobody wore corduroy except me. Like corduroy was not a thing at all when I was in high school. But like there I was in my like stupid green corduroys. So I had come home and I really had to go and I could not find the keys to my house. And I was running around the house drunk, trying to find the keys. And I was looking in my pockets and I was like looking for an open window. And finally my body was like, nope, time's up. We gave you a few minutes, but now, sorry, Mr. Green Jeans, you're gonna lose them jeans. So, yeah. So that was at that point, like once you start, it's not like you can stop.
You can't.
No. Not when you're drunk, when you're young and you're drunk. No.
Did you walk in and see anybody inside the house once you got in?
My parents were sleeping and then my mother saw that I was coming in the door. I eventually figured out because I was drunk enough. The key was in my pocket the whole time, but I couldn't find it because, you know, when you're young and drunk.
Yeah.
So I open up the door and I was like, oh, sorry. I was just like, you know, whatever I mumbled at her. And she said to me, you smell like a brewery. I was like, and a bathroom. I smell like a bathroom. And I smell like a bathroom at a brewery. Come on. You've never peed your pants as an adult.
No,
of course you have.
Never peed my pants as an adult. Never.
I had a boyfriend once stay over my house. And he was so drunk, he slept on the couch. And I woke up to make sure he was okay. And his pants were just covered.
So he peed his pants.
He peed his pants.
While he was sleeping.
While he was sleeping.
Were you dating a five-year-old?
No, he was really drunk. I'm saying, sometimes when you're really drunk, your bladder is like, sorry, I'm not going to wait for you to wake up and be sober.
I've never been that drunk to where I peed my pants. Never. And I'm an Ambien guy. You know.
Oh, okay. So wait a second. Xenon936 said, pretty sure he said peeing on stage and actually peeing your pants. Well, you know, it's funny you would say that because, yes, he did say peeing on stage. But I remember there was that famous video of Pink and she was performing and her pants were dry and the people had video of like her pants slowly getting wetter and wetter. So I remember that she actually did pee her pants on stage during that show. And then everybody came to her defense and they were like Dave Grohl was like, I've done it. Everyone was like, I've done it. They didn't want to make Pink feel bad.
Do you not know, because I'm not a female, I don't know. Do you not feel it coming on, I don't know, an hour before you have to pee?
An hour before? No.
Or 10 minutes. Let's say 10 minutes before it's going to come out. You know that that pain is there and you have to pee.
Yeah, no, but when you're drunk, you don't really have full control over absolutely everything.
But Pink wasn't drunk. She was spinning around.
Pink wasn't drunk. No, Pink was performing. She was in the middle of performing and she was just like, screw it. I'm sweaty.
Nobody
people gonna
know.
Think it's sweat. I'm going for it.
They'll think it's sweat. No, that's just wrong in so many levels. No, that's I don't want to know that when I went to see Pink, she peed her pants. That's just not right.
But you know, at least I didn't do it in front of people. Like when I ran home drunk, I was by myself. So that's a little different.
Once you do that, do you run in, take the pants off immediately and throw them in the washer, or do you leave them? Because you're not going to put them in the washer if you're that drunk.
Oh, are you kidding me? I ran home. I took a shower. I took my pants off in the shower because I was so disgusted by my own self. I was so disgusted by myself.
Then how can you wear those pants ever again?
Oh, no, I threw them away.
Okay, good.
I'm not washing pee out of pants. Sorry, those pants, as far as I'm concerned, those pants are damaged goods. I'm never putting them on again. Also, I don't want the memory. You know what I mean? I don't want the memory of like, I don't care how well you wash something. So I threw the pants away and I took a very, very long hot shower. I grossed myself. Like, I rarely gross myself out. Usually I'm kind of like, hey, I'm a human being. It's human. Mm-hmm. But I was fully grossed out that night. Like, I literally grossed myself out.
Yeah, you can't have them in a closet and go, oh, I like those jeans. Good jeans. Oh, pee jeans. I think I'll wear pee jeans today.
Yeah, no, I never wore pee jeans again. That was the end of them. Yeah.